Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So here in John's Gospel, like I said before, they're in the upper room. Jesus is preparing them for what's about to happen. And he's telling them where he's going to go. So he's not talking about I'm going to heaven or something like that. He says I'm going to the Father. Place very specific. So let's take a moment to consider the Father. What do we know about God the Father? Well, we confess in the Creed, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. What does this mean, right? Uh-oh, who remembers? All right, well anyways, Luther basically says in his small catechism that God creates everything and he keeps it going. He gives to the good, he gives to the bad, he gives to everybody. The sun comes up, not just for Christians, comes up every morning for all people. The Father is the one, when we hear the prophets speaking either in the Old Testament or in Revelation, God the Father is the one sitting on the throne. He's sitting there. Judging or whatever it is that he's doing. He's just being awesome in the Old Testament sense of the word. And in 6 days he made everything and he said it was good. It was very good. So we know a little bit about God the Father. But everything, is it really all that good? Oh, since the fall, things have changed, haven't they? I mean, just a little bit at least. So we've got natural disasters happening all across the world. People losing their homes. Churches being devastated. What? In back east. We've got fires going on down in San Diego. Houses being burned down. Is this good? God, is this supposed to be what's happening here? And we got our friends who are getting sick. If we're not sick ourselves, that stupid C word, cancer, right? How many people have we known who have had cancer? Passed away from cancer, who fought off cancer. We say, oh, okay, well, God is good, right? God is good. And yet, here I am with cancer. Here's my friend. How many funerals I've been to because of cancer? Or little children being taken before their time, girls being kidnapped. Over in Africa. I mean, come on, God. You said it's good, right? You say you are good. So all these things are going on, and you're supposed to be this good and awesome and righteous God reigning from the throne. And it doesn't feel so good, and it doesn't look so good. So if there is this good and awesome Father, why doesn't it feel so good? You know, it's not fair. This isn't fair. The good people are getting bad stuff, and the bad people are getting good stuff, and it's just not fair. And the people I know who are out, willing, ready to help serve other people are getting the short end of the stick, and the lazy people are taking and taking and taking. It's just not fair. Where's the justice? And we try, one way or another, we try to resolve this in our human minds. We try to resolve this situation. So one religion will teach, okay, look, so long as you're good, you're eventually going to die. You'll come back as something a little better. And you're going to do it over and over and over until finally you're released from this pain. You're released from this broken world. That's one way people see it. Other people say, well, you know what? This is the way it is. Deal with it. God is God and you're not. So, okay. It's not just. But God can do what he wants. So who cares what you think? It's not fair. Swallow it and move on. Or ultimately, some people are led, look, there is no God. If there was a God and he's so good and so awesome and so righteous and so just, then why all this bad stuff? Therefore, there cannot be a God. This is what some people say. Because it's not fair. It's just not fair. But our five senses are the only things we have to work with. Our brains are the only calculators we got going on to try to figure out what's going on. Why is it not fair? We want to know. We want to figure it out. So how is it with our limited minds and limited ways that we have that we can really know anything about this God, about the Father? How is it we can know? It's the only way God comes down to us from the outside. Because if all we have is our five senses and our brains, the world is going to look an awful lot like us. The world is going to look an awful lot like how we think and what we do and what we say. God needs to come to us from the outside to explain it. To tell us the way it is. So God, he needs to be external. He needs to be outside. And that's why his distance and everything seems so unfair. But we know, we truly know who the Father is on account of Jesus. As he explains here in John chapter 14. And he says, if you have seen me, you've seen the Father. So, what do we know about Jesus? He humbles himself to enter into humanity. Lives a sinless, absolutely perfect life. Not one wrong thought. Not one wrong word. Not one wrong action. He gives. And he gives, and he gives, and he heals, and he provides, and he sacrifices himself. He bears the weight of the entire world on his own shoulders in order to forgive. Jesus is love. And if you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father. Right? John 3:16, God so loved the world. This is how God loved the world. He gave his only begotten Son. And it's not fair. The Father sent Jesus to die. That's not fair. Jesus came to die for you. That's not fair. He came to die for this fallen and broken and busted world, and that's not fair. He came for people who think that we know what's best and that our finite human minds can somehow figure out something that God hasn't revealed to us. And we take and we take and we take and we sin against God and we sin against our neighbor and we sometimes even take the cross for granted. That's not fair. See, the Father isn't fair at all. If he was, we'd be done for. We would be wiped out. But he sent Jesus to die in our place, to redeem a fallen and broken world through blood. That's not fair. And I thank God for that. Even though we may lack faith or think we know better than God, or we demand answers from Him as if He has to answer to us, He forgives and He forgives and He forgives. And to broken and sinful people like us, broken and sinful as His disciples here, who will flee just hours from when Jesus is speaking here, they'll ditch Him. Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you. There is a place with God the Father who is not fair, prepared for you, not because you're any good, but because God is good. Not because life is fair, it's because God is unfair through the blood of Jesus Christ and the condemnation that Jesus took in our place. There's a place for you. Because of Jesus Christ, He's gone ahead of us to prepare that. So even if the world is falling apart at the seams, and there's earthquakes, and there's fires, and there's floods, and there's tornadoes, and there's natural disasters, and there's all kinds of things falling apart, even if the mountains fall into the sea, and even if our government goes nuts, and there's complete anarchy, and everyone's running around crazy in the streets, and even though our bodies are going to fall apart, and eventually they will die, barring the return of Christ, and although we hear bad news that bombards us left and right, and all these things that are piling and piling and piling on top of us, and we think, Lord, it's not fair, it's true. And all of this was taken on by Jesus Christ for you. And He's got a place for you. Just for you and for me. We are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.